You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Over the weekend, the NBA playoffs began, and it was a rough start for the Atlanta Hawks. They lost yesterday to the Washington Wizards in the first game of a seven-game series. It's been an up-and-down season for Atlanta's basketball team, but will things change in time for the playoffs? Joining me now is Chris Willis. He is the senior editor of the blog Peachtree Hoops, and he's joining us via Skype from Rome. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. It's been a very uneven season for the Atlanta Hawks. They started off so great and we were excited. And then all of a sudden they kind of took a nosedive and it's been so uneven. What are your thoughts on the team's performance this season?
As you mentioned, it's been up and down. They're still a really good defensive team. You've seen some uneven play. I think you can look at a new point guard, a new center, trying to incorporate that. And I think there's been some growing pains. They finished the season on a pretty high note, and they do have a little bit of momentum going into the playoffs, and I think that's going to be a factor in this first-round series.
Realistically, what are their chances in the playoffs? Can they compete against teams like LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, that's always the question, it seems like. If you just look at this regular season, I think it's kind of a stretch to say the Hawks can compete with those top, the top teams in the Eastern Conference, like the Cavaliers, the Celtics. But, they actually performed pretty well against them in the regular season. But the playoffs is a completely different animal. So, I'm a little skeptical as far as that goes. I feel like the Hawks are kind of in that dreaded middle of the NBA. It's maybe not somewhere you really want to be, just good enough to make the playoffs, but not really good enough to make a lot of noise. But you never know. I mean, you come into the playoffs, one injury, somebody gets hot, somebody gets hurt, it can change really quickly. So, they've got a shot.
With the Falcons coming off of a Super Bowl, and of course, we've got a new soccer team, Atlanta United, getting a lot of attention. How relevant do you think the Hawks are in Atlanta's sports scene right now?
Well, I think the Hawks have always been in that challenging place. I mean, when they're good, people pay attention, but it's really easy for them to drop into the background. If the Falcons are relevant, or even one of the college football teams, even the Georgia Bulldogs or the Georgia Tech or, something, I think it's just kind of really easy for the Hawks to get forgotten a lot. But I do see a lot of good things, too. I've kind of been critical of this group this season. But, if you pay attention to what ownership's doing, the new ownership group, this practice facility, I don't think people understand how big of a deal that's going to be. A new D-League franchise is coming. That'll be moving to College Park 2019. And then the Phillips Arena renovation. I mean, they're doing things to strengthen the infrastructure of this franchise. And that's going to pay off. It may take a little bit of time. But, I think those are things to be really excited about if you're a Hawks fan and, a basketball fan in particular.
All right. Do you have any predictions?
I'll be honest. I'll be surprised if the Hawks get out of this first round. I just feel like it was a tough matchup for them all the way around. But you never know. You got a puncher's chance here with the Wizards. I think it's a good matchup for them. You need Paul Millsap to be the best player in that series. But, I'm going to probably go with Wizards in about six games. I think the Hawks can make it a competitive series. I think it'll be six hard-fought games. I just think the Hawks struggle to score right now, and I think that's the thing that's going to come back to bottom.
All right. Chris Willis is the senior editor of Peachtree Hoops. He joined us via Skype from Rome, and thank you so much for your time, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me.
Atlanta will face Washington in Game 2 of their playoff series on Wednesday. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.